Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Nobody could presume to speak in Jesus Christ's words. What author Christopher Miller has done in the small scroll, The Enlightenment of Jesus, is to use the Bible and unimpeachable Bible study sources, along with 200 actual Bible citations of Jesus' words, to create a story that brings to life the events that form the basis of the Gospels and the origins of Christianity. Using the power of faith, Christopher weaves a lyrical prophetic saga. Christopher Miller grew up in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles, later lived in Mill Valley and Haight-Ashbury District in San Francisco. Although he went to college, he soon became caught up in a great spiritual upheaval that rocked the nation. It was then he began to take an interest in spiritual things and began his search for the nature of existence. At age 28, he returned to the world, worked as a bank manager, and operated a mortgage company before he retired in 1996. Today, Christopher lives with his wife in Victoria, British Columbia. Christopher Miller, author of the small scroll, The Enlightenment of Jesus, awarded the Editor's Choice and Rising Star Awards, is our guest on This Week in America. Christopher, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
What an excellent job and award-winning book that you've written, and I'm really looking forward to talking about this. What was the inspiration? Why did you decide to write the book, The Small Scroll?
Well, when I was, it was back about 55 years ago, if you can believe it.
It goes by quickly, yes, I can't believe it.
I was 19, and I had a, you know, I was looking for what was real in life. If you, Rick, you may remember the 60s. There was a lot of questioning and
yes,
a lot of changes going on. And there was a lot of sort of searching for, okay, what is this life really about? And I had an experience there that just totally baffled me. And after that, I couldn't understand what had happened. And nobody was really interested in it. You know, I talked to people about it, but, you know, that kind of thing is difficult to talk about. And so I honestly spent the next 30 years looking for the answer, like to explain to me what had happened. And I was not a Christian at the time. I was brought up in a really secular household. I probably was supposed to, you know, my path was pretty well drawn out. I'd go to a good college. You know, I had a good aptitude for study.
Yes.
And I would go into some prescribed line of professional work. But before that could happen, a couple of things happened. My parents got divorced. And that threw me off track, I must say. And the other thing was the explosion of the 60s, the Cultural Revolution. And I was one of the few people who, when they said turn on, tune in, and drop out, I took them seriously. I thought maybe that was something there. And so I made my own way in the world in an unconventional way. And I was looking for the answer to this experience that had happened to me. Well, long story short, or shorter, I became a Christian in about 1981. I married, and my mother-in-law was a devout Christian. And she was very active. She would stay up with me long into the night arguing. And I was very adamant about my position. I never thought, honestly, I would become a Christian. I just, my bias being brought up secularly, a humanist, you know.
Yes.
I just thought religion was just too simplistic, too unreal. And, but I did become a Christian in 1981. And I started to study. And it started coming back to me what had happened to me. And I started looking at Christianity in terms of answering that question that I had so young. And It took me about another 15 years to write the book. I decided that I'd found the answer that was satisfactory to me, and I wanted to pass on the story of Christianity because I just felt, you know, it had never been presented properly to me. I always thought of it as simplistic and fundamentalist, you know, and kind of, well, too simplistic, as simply as simple as that.
And a lot of other people obviously feel the same way. The book is doing so well and receiving rave reviews. The book is The Small Scroll, The Enlightenment of Jesus. The author is Christopher Miller, our guest on the program. His website is very simple, thesmallscroll.com. Book is published by paperchasesolution.com. You'll find the book, of course, at all the usual places. Information on Christopher and the book at his website, again, thesmallscroll.com. I gave you that several times during the course of the conversation. What do you hope people get from reading it? Why would readers want to read The Small Scroll? Why would you want them to read it? What do you hope the takeaway is after they read The Small Scroll?
Good question, Rick. Well, what I tried to do with The Small Scroll, you know, the Bible is a tough book. I think so many, you know, we've got 3.5 billion Christians in the world, 35,000 sects. Most of them won't even talk to each other. I always thought that was odd. But, you know, the Bible is cryptic. It has a lot of parts that are difficult. The Old Testament is very heavy. You know, the commandments, the misogyny even. But what I had found in the Bible, I wanted to be able to say succinctly and capture the secrets, you know, the things that are inspiring. The things that would lead us to, you know, a basic question, is God real? Like, we all struggle with that question, I'm sure. You know, we go back and forth. We naturally have doubts. The world is such a contradictory place. There's so much opposition. There's so many terrible things. You know, our history is filled with war and bloodshed. Religion itself is responsible for much of that. And that just seemed so wrong to me, because I believe the Bible shows, and this is what I tried to make concise into one book, that the truth is that God does exist. It's apparent. It's provable. And it's a fairly long equation, but that equation I tried to boil down to the life of Jesus, lent itself perfectly to that, because, of course, that's the heart of the Bible. And the sacred secret, which is I describe in my book, is something that is involved with the mystery of Christ's life. And the fact, you know, the common idea that Jesus died for our sins, which is a wonderful idea, but it's not exactly complete. That's not exactly the secret of Jesus Christ.
Interesting.
The secret in my book is more complicated than that.
The book that, finish that thought. I'm sorry, finish that thought. I was just going to tell people where to get the book, but finish that thought. Very important.
Well, I was just going to say that I spent a long time finding, like, following Jesus's footsteps, as in the Bible. I used unimpeachable sources about that, and they differed, but I put together, I think, what nobody could disagree is an accurate, in terms of where he went, who he saw when he got there, who he preached to, his encounters with the Pharisees and the religion of the Hebrew religion, the priests, which were ultimately his undoing. And that formed kind of what I tried to do was create a voice that was the voice of the divine, but also our voice, a voice that was familiar to us as humans, and used that voice to explain the very beautiful, very simple, very deep but the very meaningful truth about Christianity, that the fact that God is real, you know, if one, I wanted the book to be able to allow someone to decide after reading it, would give them the ammunition, the intellectual ammunition, to decide if perhaps God was real. And if you work from that, if you work from there, that God is real, you know, the whole world opens up. I mean, the promise of God is that this world is not real, not the real existence. You know, as above, so below, but the below here is lunacy. And the higher power is going to come down and reestablish what life should be, which is beautiful, without violence, without hatred, without war, without poverty. You know, this, if God is real, then that can be real as well, very easily. Because, I mean, look at the massive complexity of the creation. So if God did create that, then he can create something much better. And that was what I was always searching for.
And you found the
if
answer.
God is, if God, you know, if God, I'll just finish this. If yeah. God is there, why on earth is the earth like this? You know, just doesn't seem right.
With us on the program is Christopher Miller. His book is The Small Scroll, an award-winning book, The Enlightenment of Jesus. The Small Scroll, The Enlightenment of Jesus. The website is very simple. His website, thesmallscroll.com. Book is published by Paper Chase Solution. The book available, of course, wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Christopher's website. You can get information on him and the book there as well. One of the reviews says, it's a message to our time. Does the book relate, does it pertain to what is happening in the world today?
Well, you can see that so clearly. I think because what the message of the Bible really is, very succinctly, is that Jesus Christ is going to return to the world and redo it. Like every wrong will be righted, every atom will be put in its proper place, because the universe is perfect. And we can see that when we gaze out into the heavens, especially with the new telescopes that we have.
Yes.
You can see how wonderful the universe is, how it's, you know, it looks perfect. And the fact that our world is in such turmoil should be an indication that something is wrong. And something is wrong. And what the Bible says, it explains what went wrong, how it went wrong, why it went wrong, why God is not intervening at this moment, and how he is going to intervene through Jesus Christ. He already did intervene. The victory was already won. It was touch and go, but he won. That was part of the sacred secret. And so Christ has the power to change this earth, and all the prophecies that point to his coming, you know, once again, difficult to understand. But if you look around us today, boy, you can see that the things that are going on are beginning to get to that point where we realize, okay, we can't do this on our own. We can't make a simple cause or law that everybody agrees on. In fact, you're guaranteed to have 50% of the people against it, 50% of the people for it, and they are more than willing to kill each other about it.
Yes, you know, sadly, that's true, yes.
Which is ridiculous. So that's going to change, and it's going to change because of this. So I tried to put that message into the book, as I said before, to give people what they need to actually think about it and perhaps make a decision about whether God is real or not. And if God is real, there's no limitation then. And the amazing thing is that once you come to that realization that God is real, your life begins to change. And the light flows in from above. And you realize that nothing is impossible. And your life really becomes blessed. So naturally, I would like to see people make that choice, but one thing a book doesn't do, and I don't want to do, is preach. I just don't want to preach.
Christopher Miller, our guest on the program. Yeah, go ahead, finish that. Time is going by so quickly. So people need to read the book because we can't do it justice in a short interview. The book is so well written, so well thought out, so well presented. The book is The Small Scroll. I didn't mean to interrupt. Christopher, what was the thought?
That's great. That's very kind of you.
There is so much there, and the time is going, as I knew it would, has gone by so quickly. You mentioned when you went through questioning and then you found answers, you found peace, then you wrote the book. Writing the book, what did this do for you? Did this just strengthen your position, the tranquility that you had faced when you got answers to your questions?
Not really, Rick. I wrote the book over a long period of time, and while I was writing it, I found out so much about myself.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of it was painful because we have these biases that we grow up with. The conditioning in this world is so powerful. We're so conditioned by the external, you know, by news and by many other things. Like, we're so conditioned, we really can't have a clear thought. I mean, so once I started to make this breakthrough, I mean, there was a lot of things about myself I had to rebuild. And I realized that I just wasn't mature enough to finish the book. So it took me a long time to finish it. And it has all kind of come together now as the book is finished. And I feel like I have my demons in control. And, you know, the only thing that stops us from being illuminated is ourselves. But
yes,
that is not a small thing.
No, it's difficult. And I think the book, one of the reasons it's doing so well is the relatability of the author. Christopher, you've gone through struggles, ask questions, we all do, where we do self-evaluation. Sometimes we like what we see. Sometimes we don't like what we see. You've been on that journey and you share that with us. And it's really a life-altering book, The Small Scroll, Enlightenment of Jesus by Christopher Miller. Got a couple minutes left in the program. One review as well says, you know, this book is the perfect study tool for the novice and the master alike. Talk about that, because this book really is for everybody, isn't it? If you think, boy, I'm just beginning this journey, I'm not going to learn from it, you will. And if you've been on the journey, you'll learn from it as well.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, I didn't really pre-think this out. It happened organically over the years as I was writing the book. But it's kind of an homage, really, in the form of a historical novel. That's really what it is. It's a historical novel. It simply tells the story of Jesus' life through his eyes. And that is the surface. But underneath, what I have tried to do, and I think that I was allowed to do this fairly successfully,
yes,
was to weave the secrets that are important from the Bible, but that are kind of hard to glean in a very complex book, and weave them into the story itself so that there's a teaching underneath there. And the teaching is complete. You know, it sums up the basic principles of Christianity entirely, I hope. So those are woven in there. So you may not notice them when you first read the book, you know, but it's still a good story and a good read. And I think it's something that's interesting to us all.
Well, it is.
And I really look forward to a time, you know, when mankind finally starts to come together under some kind of truth.
I hope that we see that in soon. As you said, it's divided 50-50, people looking for a fight. If you say good morning, someone wants to challenge your good morning. So we're going through that
right
period now, and hopefully we will find some peace here at some point soon. The book, the awarded the Editor's Choice and Rising Star Awards. It's The Small Scroll, The Enlightenment of Jesus. Christopher Miller is the author. His website is thesmallscroll.com. Book is published by Paper Chase Solution. Book available Amazon, of course, all the usual places, and at Christopher's website. Information there, I'll direct you there. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get all of the information. Christopher, the time went by way too quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
I thank you very much, Rick. I really enjoyed our conversation.
I did as well. It's been our pleasure. Christopher Miller, author of The Small Scroll, The Enlightenment of Jesus. His website, thesmallscroll.com. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.